This meeting is being recorded. It is 8:31 on November 30th. Dr. Bustillo, if you'd like to call the meeting to order, we'll do a roll call of board members and staff.
I would like to call the meeting of the Arizona Physical Therapy Board to order on November 30th, 2021 at 8:31.
Thank you. We will do a roll call. Dr. Cornwall. Dr. King, both Dr. Cornwall and Dr. King are absent. Dr. Bustillo?
Present.
Mr. Greer?
Present.
Mr. Leone?
Present.
Mr. Barton?
Present.
Ms. Cardoza?
Present.
Ms. Crawley?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
And I am Judy Chepius. Let the record show that both Dr. Cornwall and Dr. King are absent. Dr. Bustillo, the meeting is yours.
Okay, so first would be minutes to consider, and we will be taking no action on minutes from last month as we do not have a quorum for those present to take that action. We will also not be taking action on two cases today. The first will be case 7C, which is case 2113, Heidi Erpelding, as we will not have a quorum present to discuss that case. And the second one will be it's under item 7E. Both of these will be moved to the December meeting. Where we plan to have a quorum present to discuss these two issues. So we will move on to item number 5, applications for licensure and certification, review, consideration, and possible action on universal recognition for application for physical therapist. Number 1, Joanna Polikoff. Does anyone have any concerns on this person?
This is Mr. Greer. This is the, just make sure we're on the same page. This is the request for ADA accommodation.
No, this is universal recognition for licensure. 5A1.
Oh, sorry. Wrong one.
Okay.
We are still having an echo. Let's see, if you are not currently involved in a case, please mute your line. Ms. Stark, are you accessing the meeting via phone and computer?
No, just Google Meet. I mean, okay. Just on my computer, not on my phone also.
Okay. It appears as though the echo might be coming from your...
Okay, connection. I can mute myself until I'm absolutely required to speak. That's no problem.
Okay, thank you. Much better. Yes, thank you. Okay, and just to do an introduction of that case for Ms. Polyakov, just for the record of the meeting. Ms. Polyakov is applying for a physical therapist license by universal recognition. This application is being brought to before the board for approval because Ms. Polyakov's AZ law exam was completed on May 9th of 2020, which is more than 1 year ago. ARS 324302, which outlines the requirements for universal recognition, does not specify a time frame for the jurisprudence exam. So this application is presented for your consideration.
This is Mr. Greer. I'll move to approve licensure by universal, whatever it is.
Recognition.
Second.
Any concerns or comments on this? Okay, let's take the vote.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the application of Joanna Polyakov via universal recognition. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. I did neglect to introduce our newest board member, Joshua Barton, previously. Thank you for being part of our board. We appreciate you being here. Can you tell us a couple of things about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Joshua Barton. I'm an attorney that practices out in Mesa, Arizona. I work primarily in the medical malpractice area. I've been doing that for about 5 years and am interested in just kind of helping out and anxious to do whatever service I can be.
Perfect. Thank you very much for being part of our group. Okay, so let's move on to 5B, review, consideration, possible action on physical therapist applicant requesting ADA accommodation, Catherine Berry.
This is Mr. Greer. I have reviewed the documents accompanying the application. It does not appear to me that the applicant has a disability that impairs a major life function, and so I would move to deny the request.
Second.
I did look at this quite closely myself, and her diagnosis is very recent, so she has made it through, all the way through school. And I do feel that there were probably extenuating circumstances that gave her some difficulties early on with the MPTE, and hopefully she'll be much more successful the next time she takes it. Any other comments?
The only other thing I would add is I did note that she appears to have recently started some medication related to the disability she's requesting. So I think that would probably be sufficient accommodation to allow her to succeed in these cases without us intervening.
Mr. Barton, you're really, really quiet. Could you speak up? I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
Yes. Let me see if I can fix my volume here. Is that better?
A little bit.
Okay. My only comment was that I noted that she recently started some medication related to the accommodation she's requesting, and that I feel that's probably a sufficient fix for her, that we probably don't need to intervene with additional accommodations.
Are we ready to call the question?
Yes, we are.
All right. It has been moved and seconded to deny the request for ADA accommodations for Catherine Berry. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, moving on, we'll be now on number 6, our consent agenda. We have applications recommended for approval of physical therapist licensure upon successful completion of their applications. Courtney Bouchard and Trey Dulaney. Does anyone need to have one of these people pulled off the consent? Okay, do we have a motion?
This is Mr. Barton. I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second. Any discussion?
Who did the second?
I did. Bustillo.
Thank you.
Okay, let's call the question.
Okay, just for clarification's sake, we are talking about the consent portion 6A, correct?
6A.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to approve consent agenda item 6A, the applications for physical therapist licensure. Upon successful completion of the application, including receipt of transcripts and passage of the required exams, the NPTE and or the AZ law. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, we'll move on to item 6B, applications recommended for approval of physical therapist assistant certification. Upon successful completion of the application, transcripts and the passage of examinations. Does anyone need any of these five people pulled off the consent? Doesn't appear so. So do we have a motion?
I move to approve the certification for all of the individuals on here after completion of the MPT and AZ law.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Greer, that was you that seconded?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's vote.
This is Mindy. I just have a suggestion with this consent agenda. Would it be relevant to actually list the five individuals, so from a archiving standpoint on our recording, that it's clear who we're talking about? I don't know if it's necessary.
I think it's sufficiently clear. They're in the agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Harris, any thoughts on that?
No, I agree. You certainly can list all the names, but as Mr. Greer just indicated, it is on the agenda, and the motion captures that we're approving all the applicants that appear on that particular agenda item.
Thank you. Dr. Bastillo, back to you for discussion or call a question.
I feel we can call the question.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to approve agenda item 6B for approval for physical therapist assistant certification upon successful completion of the application, including receipt of transcripts and passage of the applicable exams, the NPTE and or the AZ law. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Move down to 6D, recommendation for termination of probation, case 2018, Stephanie Murillo, teaching. Do we have background on this, or, I mean, more than what was in there? She's finished all the things that were required of her.
Yes, so we have lately been going through old files to verify that things are solidified. One of the items that Karen took care with and generally finalized was various cases and that they'd passed probation. So Mindy and I have been going through the process of kind of auditing and seeing where we stand on all of those cases, verifying that we have all of the finalized documentation. And this was one of the cases that everything was done. However, the file did not represent a clear termination of probation, which is why it's been brought to the board.
I recommend that we terminate probation.
Second.
Any other discussion? Let's go ahead and call the question.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded to terminate probation for case 2018, Stephanie Murillo, PT. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Consent agenda item 6D passes.
Perfect. All right, so we'll move on to number 7. We've been asked to reorder the agenda, and so we will consider item 7F first. Review, consideration, and possible action regarding opening a complaint and possible final action on SS. I do understand that SS is here, and I'm wondering if she would like to make a statement.
Would we like a summary of the case first?
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, please.
Ms. Richardson, are you prepared with that, or do you need some?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. The board received complaints regarding SS, physical therapist, on October 24th. The complainant, PV, was a patient and states that SS incompetently and inadequately billed for services provided to her. She specifically claimed that SS, through her billing service, billed for services to an incorrect third party. Her claims were not processed in a timely manner, and her rights to confidentiality were violated. SS had also submitted a response letter to demonstrate that she was making a good faith attempt to satisfy TV's billing concerns, and that letter was attached for your review. Information presented to the consideration of open complaints or taking action.
We have some background music that we're hearing. Mindy, there was a portion of it that was not clear. Is there anything that the board needs reiterated in this case?
I essentially summarized the memorandum that I provided to you.
Thank you.
This is Mr. Greer. There was an additional email that we received relating to this case.
Mm-hmm.
And before... Correct. We hear from SS. I just had a question about that email for SS. Can I ask that now?
Mm-hmm.
SS, there's at the bottom of the email that we got, there's a conversation. Somebody named with your same first name is writing to, you know, somebody with the first name of B.
It's so.
And then let me ask my question first. And then at the top, you say, it looks like you're talking to the complainant, that was communication between B and the insurance company. Can you just clarify who the person with your same first name is at the bottom of that?
There's not a person with the same name. Okay. So what happened was the patient had been complaining for quite some time about irregular billing. She handed us and submitted us two insurance cards, as it is noted by Aetna. The letter that says Bambi, that is from our Aetna specialist that got to escalations. I think her name is Debbie Rutherford. So that is her responding to Bambi, where it says Bambi, you know, we've taken care of. Aetna is accepting that they made a mistake on the billing. The patient submitted two insurance cards and it got billed inappropriately. And we all know that billing takes time. So they had to resubmit all the bills, which they have done. And Aetna has put it into escalations to get it solved. I can't control, and I am sorry, I can't control Aetna and insurance companies when they are delayed with their billing. This patient was, we found out afterwards, was going to two physical therapy clinics here in Tucson, one for female health, pelvic floor and one to me. We were not aware at the time, at the initial start of it, that she was doing that. So we didn't know that she was overusing her insurance. So that is the moral of it. We have written a letter to her showing that Aetna has explained and accepted that they had fault in it. And we're just waiting for Aetna to straighten it out. There's nothing that I actually have a letter from the patient saying that her service was wonderful. So I'm not sure why we're even in this position besides she was upset that she owed a bill.
Let me make sure I understand.
Please.
This November 25th email that you sent to the patient, you just copied the note from Aetna.
Yes.
And the fact that your name's at the bottom is just the end of the email that you're writing. I got it. Thank you. That's my question.
Yep. Correct.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, we had great service with the patient. She loved her service. She got better. She's just upset that she's moving out of the country and she wants to pay her bill off, which I understand, but I can't make Aetna move any faster than Aetna moves. I'm not, and if you guys can, please help me out. But I can't. I'm only a human being and they're an insurance company. So I really don't have much more to add than I'm very disturbed that I feel like we gave good quality care and this has nothing to do with my license. It's a billing service that is doing their job. They have proof that they've done their job. They sent all of the information. It actually went to the Attorney General's office and it's already been thrown out from there because they did not see any fault of ours. So I'm grateful for that. Now I'm just trying to get this cleared because I have been a therapist here for 27 years and I don't have a nick on my license and I don't want to. I believe in doing good quality care and being honest with my patients.
This is Mr. Greer. I move that we take no action.
Second.
I am grateful. I am so sorry to have wasted any of your guys' time with this. Do I get a letter stating that this is...
We have to vote on it first.
Okay. Great.
This is Mr. Barton. Let's call the question if we've got a vote, motion in a second.
It's been moved and Dr. Bastillo, we're ready to go forward.
Sure.
It's been moved and second to take no action against in case SS. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes. SS, we will be in contact.
Thank you so much. So I can leave the meeting now?
Yes, you may.
Thank you very much, all of you, and have a great holiday time. I appreciate your service.
Thank you.
All right. So we will go back to item 7A. Case 2123, Grant Creary, PTA to review the consigned consent agreement. Is Mr. Creary here, his attorney?
I am his attorney, David Williams.
Okay.
Dr. Bastillo, would we like a summary for the record, please?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. At the October 26th board meeting, the board voted to offer Mr. Creary a consent agreement, including findings of fact and conclusions of law as outlined in the investigative report and agreed upon by the parties. The consent agreement was signed by Mr. Creary on November 17th and emailed to staff by Mr. Creary's attorney, Mr. Williams, on November 22nd. The consent agreement was provided in your board packet for your review. Case number 2123 is presented to the board for your consideration and possible action.
Mr. Williams, is there anything else that you would like to add for Mr. Creary?
Nothing substantive. I mean, Mr. Harris and I worked cooperatively on the consent agreement. We pretty much had no changes or revisions. We accepted exactly as Mr. Harris had prepared it, and we presented to the board for consideration.
Does anyone have any other questions or concerns about this?
This is Mr. Greer. I would move to accept the consent agreement. or approve. Does it matter, Mark?
Second.
I'm sorry, Mr. Harris, your answer didn't come through.
To accept the consent agreement.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. After reviewing it, I appreciate the work that everyone did to come to the conclusions to present this.
Are we ready for the question?
I think so.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to accept the consent agreement for case 2123 Grant Query. Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on, we have item 7B, case 2109, Lauren Yoshida, PT. Can we have a brief overview, please?
Good morning. I'm actually, my internet's back, so
yay.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, this is case number 2109. It was filed back in March. The patient was a three-year-old. The mother filed the complaint. And she alleged that Ms. Yoshida did not accurately document the physical therapy evaluation of her daughter. This case is for your review. And I believe that Ms. Yoshida is on, I'm not sure about the complainant, Ms. Carlo.
Is Ms. Carlo on the call? Ms. Yoshida, would you like to say anything?
I feel what was written in the final thing that Ms. Richardson filled out was a good overview and nothing else to add.
And you would answer questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Ms. Yoshida? I feel like Ms. Richardson did a very thorough job investigating this case, providing video and really outlining both sides of the issues here. And I would move to dismiss this case.
I would second. It appears like we have a patient with just a lot of issues, and I think the documentation was clear. I could follow it, and I support the motion.
Any further discussion?
The only thing I had that I noticed in there that Ms. Richardson had put in was the issue of the PTA seeing the patient on the second visit with no documentation on delegation of the PTA being capable of seeing that patient. I don't know if there's anyone who would agree that maybe a non-disciplinary action is put into place just for, you know, documentation, continuing education, or something along those lines, potentially like an AZ law exam, since it's more related to our state statutes and not so much just general documentation.
Well, taking AZ law would require a discipline.
Oh, okay.
I feel like overall, you know, the documentation was really pretty good, and so I'm not inclined to want to seek a letter, but if that's the will of the group, I understand.
This is Mr. Barton. I understand the concern about the kind of minor potential issue with the not authorizing a PTA. I'm inclined though to agree that this is probably not something that's worth any kind of disciplinary action.
I agree with Dr. Bastillo. We see a lot of licensees with documentation problems. This isn't one of them.
Thank you.
Okay. I feel like we can.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to dismiss case 2109, Lauren Yoshida, PT. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, on to number 7D, case 1910, Hans Lettner, PT, review, consideration, and possible action regarding request to extend probation.
Yes, this is again, as Ms. Chepius and I are reconciling accounts and probationary orders. This one surfaced. You have the summary of where we are with Mr. Lettner's board order. He completed his CEUs, but had not even started the review of his three records. And he provided a letter to you as to why. So this case is for your review to consider his request for extending his probation or opening a new complaint for failure to comply with the board order. He does, I will add, he does have the names of the records. He's ready to submit those to me. I'll need to subpoena the records, so it will take probably a month or two to actually receive those records and review them. At least 2 months to complete the process for the initial review of those records.
If he's ready to go, I kind of feel like we should extend his probation to allow this to get done. And going somewhere between 3 and 6 months in case there's a glitch with the record, so that he would have then time again to prepare more should he need to. What do you think about that, Giovanni?
I agree. I would definitely say I'm on board with approving for an extension.
Do you have a time frame that you feel is reasonable for him?
Well, according to Ms. Richardson, it's probably going to take a couple of months just to get the documentation and everything in order, so I don't know if it's reasonable to suggest extending it maybe into March, April.
Yeah, you can always, just as a reminder, you could always go longer, and then he can request for early termination once he's successful with that. So that way we're not coming back to you for another extension. Just something for you to consider. But, you know, the subpoena of records, it's going to a corporate office. That takes longer, typically. The three records won't necessarily take me, you know, more than a couple of weeks. I will make it a priority, but I would suggest a minimum of 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, members of the board, may I suggest, based upon the discussion, since the initial or the original consent agreement technically was due to be complied with at the end of May, perhaps you could just extend probation by a year, which in essence will give until the end of May of 21 to have it completed. And if he's able to do so before, as Mindy just mentioned, he can always request early termination.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Harris. That's a good suggestion. I will make that as a motion then to extend Mr. Lettner's probation by a year to allow completion of his board order.
Second.
Is part of the motion that early termination is possible?
Yes.
Mr. Giovanni, you're okay with that?
Yes.
That addendum? Okay. Are we ready to call the question?
I think so.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to extend Mr. Lettner's probation by 1 year from his original consent agreement to allow for completion of the board order with early termination possible. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, we are now down to 7G, case 2129, Christopher Freiner, review consideration and possible action regarding his complaint, or the complaint, and reviewing of Ms. Chepius' letter to him from last month.
So for the case 2129, the board was notified on September 10th that Mr. Freiner received disciplinary action from the Nevada Physical Therapy Board. The board reviewed this case at its September 28th meeting and discussed options, including dismissal with an advisory letter. Agenda language at that time did not allow for final action. Therefore, the board voted to open a complaint. Mr. Freiner's response was attached in your board materials, along with documentation from both Nevada and Utah, where Mr. Freiner is licensed. Your material also included a draft advisory letter based on the September 28th meeting. Case 2129 is presented for your consideration.
Does anyone have any comments or concerns regarding the letter that was written by Ms. Chepius?
I just wanted to get clarity because I see it in the subject on the memorandum here. So there's a license number, but then it also gives a compact license that shows it's expired. So is he licensed in Arizona, or is that not?
Yes, he is licensed in Arizona. It's not uncommon for a compact privilege holder eventually to seek licensure in the state.
Okay, just wanted to get clarity on that.
I would move to approve the advisory issue, dismiss the case, and issue an advisory letter as outlined in the materials.
Second.
There's some background noise, Mr. Harris. It looks like it might be yours. Thank you.
Further discussion? Okay. Let's call the vote.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded to dismiss case 2129 against Christopher Frainer, PT. Dismiss it with an advisory letter. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
And the motion passes.
Okay. Moving on to item number 8, board business and reports. Looks like we're going to be revisiting our December meeting timeframe. I know Ms. Chepius has been interviewing everyone on possible date change to, is it the 21st or the 20th?
Right. So there was a lot of discussion at the October meeting, and Mr. Barton and Mr. Leone were both absent from that meeting. Therefore, they were not factored into the original discussion. So I was requested to contact them and determine if this needed to be brought back to the board again. In doing so, Dr. Cornwall and Dr. King are not here today, but I did gather their thoughts on it just so they're available to the board. Dr. King cannot make the December 28th meeting, but she could make it December 21st. Dr. Cornwall could make either, but he prefers December 21st, and the rest of you may decide what works best for you.
I would agree with moving it to the 21st as well, especially just with the holidays being around that. It's probably more likely anybody who's going to be involved in the meeting from various cases is probably more likely available during that date rather than the 28th.
You have a preference, Mr. Barton?
There's a decent chance I'll be in New Mexico on the 28th, so the 21st is preferable for me.
The 21st works well for me as well. And how about you, Mr. Greer?
I'm likely not available on the 21st, but I can try to move things, but there's a chance I miss the meeting if we move it. I am available on the 28th.
It seems like we would stand a better chance of meeting quorum by moving this to the 21st. Do we need a motion for that?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll move that we move our December PT board meeting to December 21st, 2021.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Just kind of noting, if we don't pass this, then it kind of stays exactly where it is. And so if I abstain and we don't have a quorum, I get to keep the meeting when I can attend.
Well, and that is important to all of us that you're there.
Should we call the question?
Yes.
I think so.
It's been moved and seconded to move the December board meeting to Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Greer, for allowing the business to continue. We appreciate that.
That vote looked really painful.
Yeah, it was. All right. So item 8B, the October 2021 financials. Does anyone have any questions for Ms. Chepius? I feel like without Michael here, there's going to be way fewer questions on the financials.
I could be okay with that. But I do have my documents in front of me ready.
There you go. Good deal.
I can't guarantee I'll have an answer, but I've got stuff to look at.
The financials look great to me, so I would move that we accept them.
Second.
I don't.
Yeah.
We don't need a vote on this one.
Yeah, I don't know. We need to accept them. I don't know that I said that, and then it sounded strange. So
it's okay. All right. So the board was busy last month in approving 65 licenses and certifications. So that was great. Does anyone have any issues or concerns that they would like to be placed on the agenda for the future?
I don't think we've had the new member vocal solo.
Oh.
So I put that on.
Okay.
Mr. Martin.
I've heard about this.
Are you?
I would suggest Let It Go from Frozen, but I'm open to suggestions.
Okay.
Speak of the Line would be good too.
If you're not going to be there, maybe you could send a tape.
Okay.
Okay.
I did have one thing to mention for possible future agenda items. I'm on the Arizona APTA practice committee, and one of the questions we tend to get quite a bit from therapists out there is usually in relation to wellness and just the status of their license in terms of how they work within like the wellness format of things. So there just isn't a lot of detailed information in our statutes that kind of show guidance for that. That's kind of gray area. So I thought that might be a good thing to put on there. I believe Laura Davis had put in a request to have that added, but I just wasn't sure when that was going to be placed on the agenda.
Yeah, she. It was on the agenda, I think. If memory serves, it was the October meeting. It was going to be placed on this agenda as well. However, with our slightly diminished size, it was going to be more advantageous to have more of a full board. So I have been in contact with Laura, and we're talking about potentially after the first of the year.
Okay.
When we're kind of back and we have our full board together. So it looks like December we'll get a quorum, but unfortunately we might be missing Mr. Greer. So with these types of presentations, it's beneficial to have the board there in its entirety. So yes, I'm working with Laurel for scheduling that.
Awesome.
And Judy, maybe for next month's agenda, the board may need to consider what the meeting schedule would be for 2022.
Yes.
Yes. That's on my list. It's not on the agenda yet, but it's on my list.
So you'll have a schedule then proposed that we'll vote on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the two cases today that were continued, those will go to December. So that was Ms. Erpelding and Jay-Z.
Yes.
Would it be appropriate for me to speak for a moment to the agenda?
I think so, Mr. Harris. Comments from the public acceptable now?
Well, we don't have a call to public on the agenda. However, I think it's at the chair's discretion. So, Madam Secretary.
Yes.
I chair the board's data analysis committee. We have been meeting throughout this year to analyze the demographic responses that were collected during renewal. We have completed our deliberations. We are in the process of formulating a report to the board based on this analysis of our data. I do believe we will have that report ready to submit to the board in January. So if you can just hold a spot for the January agenda, I am hoping that the committee will have reviewed the report and be able to present it to the board in January. Yeah. I don't know if you need more background information for some of the more newbie members of the board, but we have been working on analyzing information collected on renewal for the physical therapy workforce. I should have introduced myself, Peg Hiller, and I was appointed as chair of the board's data analysis committee.
Thank you, Peg.
Thank you. So I would move that we add that to the agenda for December, just so that we can discuss that when it comes up next month.
December or January?
January, yes. December may be a little early.
I'd be happy to come and talk, but you won't want to hear what I have to say.
Yes, this one is on the worksheet for our January meeting as well.
Perfect. Thank you.
The only other question I have is, I believe it was the September meeting, maybe. We were asked who would want to participate on a committee to go through the rules for our statutes. I haven't heard anything about it since then, though. But I had asked to be a part of that, but I didn't know where we stood in regard to that committee when we were planning on doing that.
That was, I do believe, Mr. Leone, I do believe that was August. So that was Karen's last meeting. And with respect to excavating all those intentions, we simply haven't made it to that point yet to figure out exactly where all of that stands. I was contacted by an outside source that does a lot of the rule writing, and so I've gathered a little bit of information about that. However, there is still at this point a moratorium on rule making, so it's my understanding that Karen did not receive a permission to the proper wording is failing me at this point, but did not receive permission to move forward with actual rulemaking yet. That's something I'm not quite sure the exact process just yet or where we need to pick that up and carry it off. So at this point, I've got it kind of on my schedule to do a little bit more investigating, most likely after the first of the year, to just try to put those puzzle pieces together and figure out where it stands. The information that I got, the preliminary information that Ms. Hiller had been working on with Ms. Hahn, it was helpful for me to understand where it had gotten, but it's preliminary at this point. And I do think one of the big next steps has to be getting the permission to move forward with it. So it's just, that's one of the many things that we're trying to delve into as a staff to try to figure out where things stand and how exactly to move forward. So, so that's where that stands. But thank you for the reminder that you were part of that committee then.
Of course. Just want to make sure I didn't miss anything in regard to that.
Yeah, no, by all means, keep it, pepper me with those questions, because there's a lot of loose ends that need to be tied up, and those are the pieces that are not always clear to see, you know, when you're looking in one direction, it's not always clear to see all of that. So, but yeah, that's one of the things that it was, I believe the rule making was part of the 5-year rules review. And so they were addressing certain issues that came about with that rules review. So there's a little bit of a tug of war going on, saying, yes, we need to redo the rules. We need to do a rules committee. versus what we're actually going to be able to do. So we need to resolve that in some fashion.
Was some of that not tied to sunset review and of our Practice Act? And do we know when that might be heard by the legislature?
No, we do not. And yes, I believe it is part of the sunset. It's my understanding, and anybody who has knowledge of this, please feel free to jump in. But it's my understanding that the sunset review is kind of going to look at everything. Mm-hmm. So the rule revisions are definitely a part of it. Whether the sunset review can help us break through the ability to make rules and to update rules, I don't know. Whether it has to come the other way, whether we have to get the rules done first before the sunset review, timing wise, that absolutely won't happen. It would have, even if Karen was able to move it forward in August, that wouldn't have most likely happened by sunset review, simply because the process takes so long and you've got to get the permission. And then after everything is done, you've got to get the approval. This is what I'm understanding. And it can take, at a minimum, I think the speediest version that I was informed of would be 8 to 9 months, just in the, you know, that's moving at a really good clip. So I envision that's going to be a process. The 5-year rules review was 2019. So there's still a few years within that plan of the 5-year rules review. So, and then with respect to sunset review, there's another component of that the sunset review committee has to come and give us a presentation. And they offered to do that for us in the beginning of the year. So that's something that we've got to set up so we understand what it is that they're looking for and what we need to do to move forward. So,
And Madam Secretary, members of the board, what I'm hearing is that maybe in January or the first part of 22, Judy can maybe put just this on the agenda so there can be a more developed discussion and update on where things are, if that's okay.
Yeah, that sounds really good, Judy, to try to get some of these pieces put together to help us, like you said, tie up some of the loose ends that that we need to keep moving forward with the entire complement of the board. Any other discussion? Well, with a short agenda, we did pretty well. Do I have a motion for adjournment here?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. I will stop the recording at 9:30.